Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Alchemy of Light broadcast. My name is Jamile Graham, and I'm pleased to welcome you to this broadcast. The Alchemy of Light broadcast is a celebration and exploration of consciousness, because everything exists in consciousness, and our consciousness exists in our thoughts and our feelings, and always our feelings first. It's a very exciting time for our consciousness. Today I'm going to do something for the first time. I'm going to lead a unity meditation. I'm inspired to join with the many, many souls who are joined in ceremony, in festivals, in gatherings, in setting intentions to birth our new world in a higher vibration of love, where we truly begin now to build what has been called the golden age, a time where we all unite in love, where we expand our love into the universe, allow ourselves to receive the love from each other, from the universe, and begin a new transcendent way of co-creating here on planet Earth as dignified, restored universe beings that we are. I am very inspired to this because I must acknowledge Carl Kalman, who published an article back in August relating to this specific time, and he called it the cosmic convergence, because over this weekend we have many cosmological phenomena happening at the same time. We have the equinox, we have the comet or whatever it is, Elenin, passing through our atmosphere close to the sun. We have the beginning of the sixth night of the Mayan calendar. And we have a whole bunch of other things that I do not know, but definitely feel. And many people are gathered to welcome this energy and are setting the intention to commit themselves to being the change. Because the unity consciousness is an opportunity. And we, as individual humans, have this opportunity to bring this to planet Earth at this time. This is going to be our great opportunity to manifest this, because it's not like the television, you know, it's not a television program. We just change the channel and voila, wow, we go out in the street and everybody's loving each other. No, it's not going to happen like that. Like the Mayan calendar, it specifically is a process, and we are that process. We are the ones that choose to make that decision and make that commitment in ourselves to grow the love in ourselves, to bring that love into our lives, our intimate lives, bring that love into our remote reality and the people we encounter every day. We choose to bring that love to all the people and situations that we actively engage, consciously and unconsciously. We are the ones who bring the change of the unity and the healing to the planet. And I have not done this, and I care a lot about this. Meditation, to me, is a cornerstone in my sanity. And meditation, a guided meditation, to be given this opportunity, to take this opportunity, is a big responsibility. I feel anybody who chooses to join in this meditation with me is choosing to trust that I am going to guide us to a place that is whole and healthy and in love. And I want to share that this too is our choice. We must choose which and where we align our inner being more now than ever, because a lot of influences are vying for our conscious attention. And if we choose to give it to someplace and it doesn't turn out the way we think, that's great. It's a lesson. But the point is, we have a choice. And whatever the source is, we are choosing to bring it forth. I am choosing to bring forth to all of you this learning that I have been practicing myself. This is a meditation practice that has come to me over my last period here. I'm preparing to leave my womb here at the beach, and this has been a gift to me. This meditation has been growing, and I'm going to offer it to you as it has come to me, and it has come over the past 3 months very specifically, and very specific places have been added as this intensity of the light has increased. I want to acknowledge every single person, every single being in this plane and in other planes for being a part of the voice of that I am going to offer to all of you. There are too many of you to name. There are many things that you, some may recognize as from some other person or something like that. And I want to just thank all of you for being a part of my growth, of allowing me this opportunity to share with you this unity meditation, to allow us to join with all those who are choosing to be the change and to be vehicles of the love light, joining with each other, joining with the heavens, joining our place in the universe to birth a new world of love and light and harmony that we must choose to co-create. It isn't going to happen if we don't choose to co-create it. And there are so many people gathering to focus on this. This is what I want to offer all of us, an opportunity to join in spirit with everybody who is joining in this commitment now. My website is alchemyoflight.org if you would like to view the article of Carl Kalman and your leisure. I just want to make that available. This meditation has a few parts that I'm working on. It is really interesting to put it together in a way that I can share. Firstly, the most important thing in meditation that I've learned is to set the intention. So I'm setting the intention now for this unity meditation to unify with all life forms serving the transcendence of humanity at this time. In my choice of words, I have specifically been as few of words and chosen the broadest words because we all have a place in this. So again, the intention to unify with all life forms serving the transcendence of humanity at this time. The first part is to wiggle and stretch. I'm going to give a little outline, and then we'll get into it so you have an idea what's coming. Okay, so first we wiggle and stretch and move our body. Our bodies are transceiver. Our body is not a machine. It is a transmitter receiver. Every single cell in our body, every single drop of blood, every single hair follicle is transmitting and receiving information encoded in our lives from all the beings that are connected to us, all the beings that we are sharing this journey with, all the beings that we are, all the beings that make us who we are. We are a composite of this magnificent love creation, and our bodies are the transceivers. They are transmitting and receiving all of these messages. And so first we wiggle and stretch to bring our bodies into this. Our bodies are really important. They are the channel. We need our bodies to be happy and alive with us, and thank them for being the transceiver of this meditation. The first part of the meditation after we wiggle and stretch and get our body on the program is to center and quiet ourselves within ourselves And in this part of the meditation, we are activating the love light within ourselves. We are activating the love light within ourselves by quieting ourselves. We are intentionally activating the love light in ourselves. And the vision that works for me is I put the love in my heart, bringing the energy from my head through my feet and grounding it, and breathing up through my heart and offering the new energy to come in through the top of my head as I inhale again and bring the energy into my heart and ground the energy through my feet. And through this breathing process through my whole body, I cleanse the chatter of my mind as best I can. The most important thing is not to judge yourself. It's not to judge yourself at all. If you want to sit through this whole thing and you've just got chatter going on, great. That's fine. There's no wrong way to do it. So don't be hard on yourself. If your head is just going to go, let it go. But love yourself anyway. Wow, my head is going. Wow, okay, I love myself. My head is going. Because that just happens sometimes. It just happens. So after we ground ourselves and activate our love light within, we do that. These are all optional. The way I do it, I put my palms on my lap, sometimes face my palms up, sometimes face my palms down, sometimes one of each. Sometimes I'll do the little cool, index finger and thumb joining. Sometimes I'll put them on my knees. I just let my body work with the process of quieting, and that's the first part. Then, after I'm connected, my love light is turned on. I open my heart, and using my arms, I extend my palms out. And this part of the meditation is intentional to reach out to connect with every human being, sharing a commitment to becoming the change. And the reaching out of arms, hands, palms as a symbol of the gesture to reach out and hold hands around the globe with every single human who is sharing this commitment and reaching out in love. So my palms move from my lap to reaching out, just gently to the side. The third part, or the fourth part, whatever we are, is once we are all now joined in this unity of holding hands, and in the unity of holding hands, I tone. It might be an om or an ah or whoever it comes out to be. There's a tone that allows us to join our hands. And as we build our energy in unity, holding hands around the globe, in unison, the next part, we collectively jump into our spaceship and we head out to the cosmos. And as a healing humanity, we go out just far enough to see the planet Earth, our home planet, in its entirety. From here, we focus our love light toward the earth, sending gratitude for the gift of life we are experiencing, for the gift of all the lives on planet Earth that we are sharing this life experience with, and to the planet Earth itself for welcoming our evolution at this time. And we then turn our palms gently out to the planet in front of us as we are collectively focusing our love and gratitude to the planet. And there is an accompanying tone that is unique, comes out whatever it comes out. Then, after we do that and find that we've surrounded the planet in that love light, together continuing in our spaceship, we open our palms up and out and send our gratitude to the cosmos themselves, into all the heavens. And in our gratitude, grounded in our love light. We're aiming our palms up. We acknowledge in love and gratitude all life beings, all life sources that exist throughout the multiverse. At this time, we may feel inspired to personally acknowledge and thank our own guides and helpers who may inhabit off-planet or interdimensional cultures and civilizations. We offer them gratitude for their love and guidance at this most auspicious time. And there is an accompanying tone. Well, we thank and acknowledge the cosmos, all of the magnificence of life, and the personal guides and personal beings in all their forms that are accompanying us. Then, after that, there is a silence. And in this silence, we set our own personal intentions. And that is between you and your God, Goddess. God, G-O-D-D-E-S-S. Moving completely away from gender binaries is really important to my conversation of unity consciousness. So I use G-O-D-D-E-S-S because it encompasses the totality. And I like that word because of that. So the goddess in you, the inner being in you, what does it mean to commit to unity consciousness? What does it mean to commit to being the change? What does that mean? So to set the personal intention is follows in that silence. Then a very, very, very important part is to come back to our bodies. So after our silence, we've set our intention. We return to our bodies and thank our spaceship. And then we thank all of those who have chosen to share this multidimensional meditation journey with us. And we return to our body. And what has helped me a lot in returning to my body that I will share with you is I've been pulling a medicine card and reading out loud. Reading out loud has some kind of something in my brain that puts me right back in my body. It makes me look at words and say them. And it's really a process that I recommend. It might work for you. It might not. Go for it. It works for me. So I'm going to read out loud. And I have a medicine card. I'll just go with that. And then finally is grounding. After we've read out loud, we're back in our body. And what does it really mean to live in a world that we are becoming a change and taking full responsibility for ourselves to make choices that actively support the highest manifestation of all? What does that really look like? And I have some ideas and insights, but depending on how flow happens, I also would encourage people at this point to call in and offer their own ideas, suggestions. What does it look like when we change our way of being, literally change how we think and feel and behave in the world? What does it ground? What does it mean? What does it look like in our life? So there will be some channeling ideas, whatever will come of that, and then that will be the close of the meditation. So I will also be doing a little rattles. I have rattles and tones. I encourage you all to tone if you want to tone, whatever tone is perfect, and rattle and shake and do whatever to do whatever. I am finally wanting to just put out really clearly that I must acknowledge one of the most important gifts that my mother, Juliet Nightingale, gave me, and I want to thank her for being with us. She told me and everybody she ever encountered that only love is real. Only love is real. And a lot of people are reporting this activity inside of themselves, a lot of dreams, a lot of messages, a lot of. And the only thing we need to do is ask inside if it's coming from love. If it's coming from love, it's real. And if it's not coming from love, the universe is such a genius that just by the power of asking that question, is this coming from love? If it's not, it goes away. It just goes away. It does not stick. This is the most important thing to learn, I feel, for me, as I have been developing the sacred inner space of my own personal altar of who I am and what I am here for and what gifts I am here to bring. Always checking, is this coming from love? That is what has allowed me to make these changes, to take these chances, to just put myself out there and, hey, come what may. Because I always check in my heart, is this coming from love? Does this idea come from love? Where does it come? If it comes from love, I go for it. If it doesn't come from love, I don't. It always checks itself. It's a great tool for me. I welcome, please, go for it. Ask, does it come from love? Okay, so here we go. A little wiggling, a little stretching. Okay, body, welcome, body. We're going to go and do a meditation. We are going to join the good people in France. We are going to join the good people on Hawaii. We are going to join the good people in Australia. We are going to join the good people in Japan. We are going to join the good people in Alaska and the good people in Argentina. We are going to join the people all over the globe. We are going to hold our hearts and hold our love and welcome our unity with all beings on the planet. We have this power, this opportunity, this gift is ours to do. So first we'll sit in quiet, find our center within ourselves, breathing from our feet into our heart, out through the top of our head, breathing from the top of our head into our heart, out our feet, grounding into the earth, breathing from our feet into our heart, out to the top of our head. Hold. Breathing down from the top of our head into our heart and then out through our feet. Breathing out through our feet. Breathing in from our feet into our heart, out to the top of our head. Breathing in from the top of our head into our heart, down to our feet, grounding into the earth. Breathing in from our feet and our head into our heart. Exhaling through our feet and our head out to the cosmos and the earth. Breathing in through our feet and our head and joining the life-regenerating breath from the cosmos to the earth. Finding our place in our body. Activating our body through gratitude and love and respect for the vehicle it is in being this transmitter receiver for all that is in the heavens, for all that we can produce and share and love as a human, as a soul being having a human experience. We ground ourselves in that love in our heart. And focusing on the heart, focusing on the unity of ourselves within ourselves, the unity of our head and our heart and our feet, the unity of all of our limbs, the unity of every follicle of hair, the unity of every single drop of blood, every single cell, the unity within ourselves. We intentionally activate our heart. Turn on our love lights. Turn on our love lights for self, our love for ourselves, our respect for ourselves. Raising my palms gently, I focus my love light, my growing self-love, my growing self-respect, the growing self-love and respect from my heart out through my arms, through my hands. I reach out to hold the hand of every single being, every single human being on planet Earth at this time, committing to being the change, committing to developing the love in themselves, the self-love, the self-respect in themselves, and bringing it out to share with all humanity. I reach out my hands and open my heart and hold hands with every single human being around the globe now. Now joined in love. We jump in our spaceship. Take a little ride out to the cosmos. Take a little ride just far enough so we can see the planet in its entirety. And its entirety depends wherever you choose to land. Some people will land in the dark side, and some people will land on the light side. Some people will see the sun. Some people will see their country of origin. Wherever that is, go to that place. In your spaceship, in that spaceship now. Just outside where we can find the full planet in our view. The entire beautiful, life-giving planet Earth in our view. And view might not be a visual thing. We might view, we might see with our heart. We might view, we might see with a smile. We might view, we might see with an energy imprint. We might not have a visual imprint of a planet. We might just sense. We might just know that amazing planet that we call home is now there in front of us as we turn our palms forward in front of us. Facing the planet that we as human beings call home. We offer our thanks to the planet for hosting us in our evolution. And thank you very much, planet Earth, for the abundance you provide. And from our spaceship, we tilt our hands and our head just slightly up and out to the brilliance of the multiverse, to the cosmos, to the body of the heavens that are a part of us, that we share this life experience with every life form that exists throughout the multiverse. We shine our love light out to acknowledge the life forms that we share the multiverse with, that our human experience dances with every single breath we take. We are breathing for the cosmos themselves, and they are breathing for us. We are an intimate web of life. We are interdependent. Every part of us is interconnected with every other part of us. We are truly unified with all life throughout the multiverse, within our species, and on the planet Earth. We come to this life with gifts from the heavens that stay with us throughout our entire lifetimes. These beings I call my friends in high places. You might call them an extraterrestrial race. You might call them a religious figure. You might call them a relative of some. To me, they are all connected in spirit, and to me, they are all part of the cosmos, of the family of cosmos that have agreed to join us here and assist us and guide us to fulfill our highest manifestation as humans, as souls, being humans here on planet Earth. And in the preceding silence, set your personal intention as a unified being, having a human experience here on planet Earth at this auspicious time, to being the change. Set your personal intention in the silence that follows. Okay, returning to our bodies, thanking our spaceships for taking us on that little journey to the cosmos. Our spaceships will take us there anytime. Our spaceships are there for that. We thank them for transporting us to meet the cosmos. And we thank all those who have chosen to share in this multidimensional meditation journey with us, all the beings that we in fact join hands with, all the beings that do not have hands but have tremendous lights and beautiful forms beyond our wild imagination that have joined us in this meditation of unity, this unity meditation that is happening around the globe at increasing intensity as the human itself reaches for its divine truth of being. And we are all joined by our intention to be a part of that change. So thank you. Thank everybody. Thank you for bringing this connection of unity to us. Now I'm going to read from the medicine cards. And the card I drew was porcupine. Innocence. The south of the medicine wheel is the place of childlike innocence and humility. It is the home of playfulness and the position of porcupine on the medicine wheel of life. Porcupine has many special qualities and a very powerful medicine, the power of faith and trust. The power of faith contains within it the ability to move mountains. The power of trust in life involves trusting that the Great Spirit has a divine plan. Your task is to find the pathway that is most beneficial for you and that uses your greatest talents to further that plan. Trust can open doorways to the creation of space. The space thus created allows others to open their hearts to you and to share their gifts of love, joy, and companionship. If you were to observe porcupine, you would immediately notice its quills. These quills are only used when trust has been broken between porcupine and another creature. Much like otter, porcupine is a gentle, loving creature and non-aggressive. When fear is not present, it is possible to feed a porcupine by hand and never get stuck by its quills. Through understanding the basic nature of this animal, you may come to understand your own need for trust and faith, and for becoming like a child again. In today's society, this is a needed reminder to honor the wonder of life and the appreciation of each new day as an adventure of discovery. Porcupine sat silently, looking at a hollow log. She wondered if it was a playhouse that nature had created just for her. Porcupine envisioned all the things she could do with the log. She could climb on top and make the log roll from side to side. She could go inside and see if there were any juicy worms for her dinner. She could also scratch her back on the rough outer bark if she wanted to. Just as Porcupine was pondering what to do next, she saw Bear approaching. Bear was big and black and looking for honey. "Oh, another playmate to share my log," she thought. "Hello, Bear," she cooed. "Do you want to play and share my log with me?" Gruff old Bear snorted, "Porcupine, don't you know that I'm too old to play? You're in my way. I'm looking for honey. Go away."
"Why, Bear, you're never too old to play," she replied. "If you forget what it was like to be a cub, you'll always be as impatient and gruff as you are now."
Bear began to think about what Porcupine had said. Maybe she was right. All the other creatures had run away from Bear in fright. Even the other bears had turned up their noses when he growled at them. This little porcupine was certainly trusting him not to eat her. She even offered to be his friend. The old bear looked at Porcupine and began to feel something move inside him. He started to remember the games he had played as a cub. Joy started to live in him again.
"Little Porcupine, you have reminded me that in becoming strong and seeking answers, I got caught in trying to be an intellectual. I became afraid of what others would think if I dropped my mask of gruffness. I was afraid they would not take me seriously anymore. You have taught me that in being a fuddy-duddy, I was causing others not to care for me. Thank you. I'd love to play with this old log."
And so it was that Bear became childlike again and learned the innocence of Porcupine. In choosing the Porcupine card, you have given yourself a gentle reminder not to get caught in the chaos of the adult world where fear, greed, and suffering are commonplace. The medicine in this card is that of relief from seriousness and severity. Open your heart to those things that gave you joy as a child. Remember the preciousness of fantasy and imagination, and the making of some game or toy from nothing but scraps. Honor that playfulness of spirit that lets everyone win. In pulling the Porcupine card reversed, you are giving yourself a timely warning that you cannot win the game of life if you are too serious. In some area of your life, you may be feeling hurt or afraid of trusting again. It is possible that life has recently dealt you a hard blow. If this is so, it is time to begin again by placing faith in your ability to overcome the lesson with joy. Are you willing to trust yourself? If so, you might begin by writing down the feelings that come out of the situation. How can you, as your adult self, comfort you, the child within, and teach your inner child how to have faith and trust again? The ill-dignified porcupine is belly up, with its quills stuck in the ground.
This is a rather defenseless position. You may be forcing yourself to be vulnerable so that you can regain your hope. Perhaps you needed to roll over to get your tummy patted. This position could therefore indicate that you are ready to accept a little love from others. In any case, if you are not willing to trust again, this card is forcing you to look at why, or at why not. And that brings us exactly to the top of the hour. So I thank you all for joining me, for joining the Alchemy of Light broadcast. This is Jamil Graham. There will be a guest host in 2 weeks. Robert Stanley will be taking the helm while I move house. And I wish you all the best, and thank you again. And cheers to all of us for making the world a place for all of us. Yay!